Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yama family, be one who grabs a 2,000 rand voucher, a 3,000 rand voucher, a 5,000 rand voucher from Woolworths as you rush to the Radio Pulpit site, radiopulpit.co.za, and just answer a quick survey there, a quick questionnaire, complete it, and stand a chance to grab that. So just rush there. Who knows? It might be you that we are pointing at. It might be you that we are giving those vouchers to. And yeah, at this current moment in time, right here on Just For You, I'm excited to be talking to Pastor Mavis Mkize. But before I greet her, my family, I gave you the sounds of Hillsong United, and the song is Oceans, and I hope that you have enjoyed that one. Let me take a moment and greet Ma on the other side. Ma, how are you doing?
I'm very well, my dear, and you?
I am blessed of the Lord. It's always awesome to be talking about God's favor that sometimes we miss, and we don't realize, oh, this is God's favor. This is God at work. So thank you for reminding us these. Thank you for talking to us.
It is amazing. Just to wake up in the morning, it is the grace of God we do not deserve. It is through His grace. So everything that is happening in our lives, we give thanks to the Almighty.
We give thanks to the Almighty God. Before I continue with you, let me greet Sis Koli. Hi, my queen. How are you? Good morning. Thank you for being with us. And another family member is asking about the competition, the three vouchers. No, you can't WhatsApp. Unfortunately, you can't WhatsApp. So you will have to rush to our Radio Pulpit site. It's radiopulpit.co.za. There you will find the quick questionnaire, and you can answer from there. Then you will stand a chance to grab yourself those vouchers, but not on WhatsApp. I'll find out from my seniors if maybe one day they can put that on WhatsApp. Yeah, but right now, we go to the Radio Pulpit website. So, Ma, we are back again talking about favor that can give us something that we do not even deserve.
Yes, the favor that can give us, the favor that can make us to meet people we are not supposed to meet, the favor that can take us to places we never thought that we can be in those places. The favor that we do not deserve. The favor that God gave us through His Son Jesus to be saved. It is another thing that we were not deserving to be called righteousness of God because we were sinners. But because favor has been designed by God to give us or to grant us something that we do not deserve. That is why today we are called the righteousness of God. We did not do anything to qualify to be called the righteousness of God. It is through His favor. Today, so let me just make a quick recap on what we have said last week.
Yes, ma'am.
We said last week, Moses, when he had the statement that he has obtained favor from God, Moses capitalized on that by saying to God, now my concern is not on whom are you going to send to go with us, but now I have changed the focus now. My concern now as Moses, I want to see your glory. And it was the first time to God to hear a human being asking to see him in his naked eyes. Moses took this advantage because God told him that Moses, you have obtained favor from me. Moses said, aha, it means I can ask anything, even if I don't deserve. As much as I have favor on me, I have everything. Today, let us continue with this message. Let us look at the book of Ruth. Ruth is one of the is one of a woman who obtained favor. He was not supposed to be where we found her be, but because of the favor, today Ruth is counted, or Ruth is now mentioned in the way engamfanele ukuthi anga mentionwa kuyo, just because God's favor can take you ikusela ungafanele ukuya khona. Let us read in the book of Ruth, chapter 2. We read from verse 8 to 13. Yes, Pandasam, you can read for us.
Oh, I'm still running there, Gogo.
Okay.
Are you already there? So we are rushing to the book of Ruth, chapter 2. Where is my Ruth now? The book of Ruth, chapter 2, verse 8, 18.
Verse 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
All right, it says, then Boaz said to Ruth, you will listen, my daughter, will you not? Do not go to glean in another field, nor go from here, but stay close by my young women. Let your eyes be on the field which you reap, and go after them. Have I not commanded the young men not to touch you? And when you are thirsty, go to the vessels and drink from what the young men have drawn. So she fell on her face, bowed down to the ground, and said to him, why have I found favor in your eyes, that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner? And Boaz answered and said to her, it has been fully reported to me all that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, and how you have left your father and your mother and the land of your birth, and have come to the people whom you did not know before. The Lord repay your work, and a full reward be given to you by the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge. And 13, then he said, let me find favor in your sight, my Lord, for you have comforted me and have spoken kindly to your maidservant, though I am not like one of your maidservants.
Thank you so much, Mikey. This is a very interesting story about obtaining or favor doing something that you do not deserve. Ruth was a foreigner. And then she was married to an Israelite. Then it happened that her husband passed away, and then his mother-in-law, Naomi, heard that in Moab the Lord had come to aid his people by providing food for them. Then she decided that she must go back to Bethlehem, because there was famine in the region where Naomi was living. So along the way, Naomi asked her daughter-in-law that they must remain in their place of origin, because she is going back to his place of origin as well. We heard that Orpah kissed Naomi and said goodbye. But Ruth, we have been told that Ruth said, I will go with you. Your people will be my people. I will die where you die. Then when they reach the place where Naomi mentioned that they must go back to, Ruth told her mother-in-law that you want to get some food. It seems as if now Ruth was responsible or was taking care of her mother-in-law.
Mm.
Fortunately, when she went to the place to claim for something, he met with Boaz, and he obtained favor from Boaz from the first day she met Boaz. Then Boaz asked, who is this lady belong to?
Mm.
They explained that is a lady came with Naomi. Then I don't know what happened to Boaz, because the statement seems as if Boaz had that concern about the safety of Ruth. And we don't know what caused Boaz to be in that stage. But we can hear Boaz telling Abafana Labaguti, please don't touch this young lady. Take care of her. Futimane and Balana, you must make sure you leave something so that when she is following you, she must also get something. We don't know what caused Boaz to have that passion with Ruth. Then, kwaba njengoba vele uBoaz eyenzile lento le. Naomi ebuyela ekhaya, when Ruth returned home, explaining to her mother-in-law what happened. Even her mother-in-law, there was something that touched her, because she said, all right, now we are going to go back now during the night, so that when this man you will be closer to her. This is the favor that I want to point, or that I want to mention, Gucci. This is the favor Ruth, I deserve it over top. Why? Jewish people were very much proud of their culture and the Mosaic law. They were so proud about being the nation of Israel. But what happened to Ruth? It seems as if the people of Israel forgotten about their culture, forgotten about the Mosaic law, because they were not supposed to get married with foreigners. It was written in Mosaic law. But because a favor can change everything, a favor, as I have said last week, that a favor can change even the structure that has been established by God. It doesn't matter who established the structure. When a favor, that structure is changed. Now, a favor is changing what is written in the law of Moses. But if favor kaNkulunkulu yenza ukuthi uRuth agcine eshada noBoaz. And then when we go to history yakaBoaz, is where Jesse come from, is where David come from. We know ukuthi uKristu ubuya endlini yakaDavid because of favor Nahum. Ruth naye uyabalwa kuma greatest people of the past, even though she was a foreigner. Again, when we go to the book of Esther, it is the same story. When King Nebuchadnezzar kidnapped the people of Israel, Esther was also there with his uncle Mordecai. makwenzakala istory lapha yakuthi uVashti the queen, the wife of the king, misbehaves, then the nation decides with no man, the king can't be married to a woman like Vashti. Because there was a time when the king, I don't know why, when the issue of Oscar's work, then the reply from Vashti said, tell my husband that I'm busy with my staff as well. Then ukamana balibi emehlweni ezindlebeni zenkosi. Kwaba khona a change now yokuthi lo mfazi lo is not lo nkosikazi lo is not qualified to be a wife of a king. So kwafanele ukuthi kwenziwe ke manje ukuthi uVashti angasaqhubeki ukuba unkosikazi wenkosi. Look at a favor what has done. If favor must find to be a new wife, I sabeki locally.
But if favor is long.
Okay.
Please come back.
Please, my family. Ubutilenda, but it is this woman. Man. Look at what the favor of God done. Instead of concentrating locally, but if favor goes beyond Iobega or Estelle. Estelle become the wife of a king, even though she was a foreigner. But because of his favor, can give you something that you do not deserve. Esther end up being called a wife of a king. At the same time, there was a request from his uncle Mordecai of finally to Esther Ayen. Kunamakamu Esther, our show, okay, let me go to the king's palace, even though it is not the time for me to go. Let me die if I die. But the favor of God that was upon Esther, when she appeared, it seems as if the king was sitting next to the window, because the king recognized Esther at a distance, and the king stretched his hair and asked Esther, what do you want, Queen Esther? It will be multiplied, or you will get even something that you never asked. Yeah. Why? Because of the favor of God. Mm. Oh my God. If we recognize the favor of God, if we understand what is favor, we will stay calm, understanding that the favor of God is able to give us exceedingly, to give us something that if we do not even ask, we do not even qualify to get those things. But because of favor, I used to say favor can attract something that is far away from you, but favor can attract and bring that thing next to you, just for you to get it. Favor can do. One day, I made an example that I am not a politician. I don't know about politics. I'm just maybe some cheese. But the favor of God, if it's supposed to be, it can take my president, Cyril Ramaphosa, from Ultul House,
as
into my house.
Yes.
Can you imagine what my neighbors can say about this process? They can ask, why the president? is visiting Mkhize's house.
Hmm.
What made the president to visit Mkhize's house?
Hmm.
Are they a famous politician, or what is happening?
Yeah.
Because it's favor. It is not giving something you deserve. I don't deserve to be visited by my president. But through the favor of God, my president, if it needs to be,
yeah,
or if I need to be visited by my president,
mm,
even if my president do not know my house, it can be his responsibility to ask, where is the Mkhize's house? Because a favor can cause something that is impossible to be possible.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine mina njengamje, Mavis Mkhize, visited by my president? What qualifies me to be visited by my president? Nothing. What qualifies now Ruth to be married to Boaz? Nothing.
Mm.
What qualifies Esther to be married to King Selma? Nothing. But through the favor of God, it happened. Into bizuba siyenze la family. You must not undermine yourself.
Right.
Right. You are the favorite.
Wow.
Don't be afraid to ask something that is big. If you want to, don't be afraid to ask something that never happened. If it never happened in the past, you tell yourself that it is going to happen now. Through me. Because of the favor of God.
Wow. Sure.
Oh my God.
So never be afraid of asking for big. God's favor is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even think of or even imagine. I don't think Ruth knew that what God had in his mind.
Oh,
I don't think Ruth knew what was in God's mind. And God had something big for her. I mean, when you're looking at Boaz, you're not just looking at any man, G. You're looking at a man somewhere in royalty. So, a foreigner for that matter being seen by Boaz. Man, let's take a break. We're going to take the sounds of Nqubeko Mbatha, featuring Tokozo Mbambo. Favor is the title of the song. And when we come back, I'm going to be reading some of the messages that are coming through. You can talk to us 012-334-1322, 012-334-1322. And also, you can just send us a WhatsApp on 082-657-2729. I see messages also on Facebook. We are streaming live, so you can talk to us. Let's via here and go to Nqubeko. We're coming back with Pastor Mavis Mkhize. We're talking God's favor that is able to give you something that you do not deserve.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Radio Pulpit, yakha umzansi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app. or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
We are more than conquerors through Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ. We're living and walking in favor. And that was Ncube Gombatha featuring his beautiful wife, Ndogo Zombambo, and the song Favor. And yeah, we're talking God's favor that is able to do beyond your expectations, that is able to take you from where you're at and put you somewhere big, somewhere where nobody thought you would be, that where people don't think you even deserve to be there. But that's God's favor. And we are looking at the lives of Ruth and Esther, who in a foreign land, both of them attained favor, attained God's favor, where they were not supposed to attain God's favor, but they attained favor. Look at God. Hey, look at God. I'm talking to Pastor Mavis and Kiza right here on Just For You with you up until 11 o'clock. And at 11 o'clock, Germany Yanni Pelsa comes through with perspective. And after Germany Yanni Pelsa, then you will also have, Lukom Kweri Puti on Heart to Heart. Toward 3 uur. And up 3 uur, then you will have Germany Johan Else. Hey! We got everything ready for you, cooked and ready. But right now, I'm still with Pastor Mavis Mkize, talking to us. And I see Limichi, Mama, who Limichi says to us, good morning, family. Thanks, Mama. This is a sermon. Okay. All right. Limichi, your message got cut off. I don't know to you wanted to explain and further, you know, go further, but hey, it is shortened. So you can send, you can still complete the message and send through to us. Hello to Frank Jacobs, all the way in Cape Town. Thank you so much for joining in and being with us this morning. And this is Pietra Small.
Hi, Simbongele. I'm working, I'm full of might, and I'm glad. We must ask for big with children, but we need to stay humble. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Petra, for reminding us that we need to stay humble. The Bible says, Mama, that if you humble yourself, then he will lift you up. Mama, are you there? All right.
Yes, my dear.
Okay,
yes.
Let me take a family member on the line. Hi, family. How are you?
Fine. How are you, my queen?
Babu Vilagazi. How are
you? Thank you, my lady.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Plans for our future. Gupela, if we obey his commandments and remain in his love.
Yeah.
Unkulunkulu athembisa ukuthi, I will guide you along the best pathways and will advise you. Eish. Yazi sefe ngaku advise izulu unkulunkulu.
Hey bana. Hey.
And watch over you.
Yeah.
And lastly, God's favor is a guidance yithi ukuthi singakhalakatheli emaweni ngoba uyazi ukuthi singabantu sibuthakathaka nokuthi omuntu uSathane uphumile uyahlasela ulisa ibandla lakhe. Ngiyabonga kakhulu kuPastor Mavis, sasibulisele phela ekhaya.
Amen.
God the glory.
Thank you, Babu Vilakazi. God bless you. Babu Vilakazi reminds us that faith is hope in our lives, and also to have the Lord of hosts guiding you. Ah, that's faith. You know, when he said that, I got goosebumps. When he said that, I got goosebumps everywhere. Just to have the Lord of hosts guiding our footsteps, that we do not miss our step, that we always walking according to his precepts, according to his guidance and lordship. Hey, Babu Vilakazi, thank you so much for that. Here's a family member, and I'm not quite sure if this is Kim, but let's hear.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. I greet you, Sisibongile, and the listeners of Radio Pulpit. I greet you, Pastor Mavis, in the name of Jesus. My name is Kimberly, and I am mightily blessed by the powerful word the woman of God is delivering today. You know, touching also on the subject of favor as she's reading and, you know, talking about the story of Ruth and Boaz. I am just reminded, as we are just delving in the subject of favor, that it will definitely provoke, it will provoke policies to favor you. Even the people that will not favor you, but there is a force that is going to provoke them to favor you because you carry that force inside you. Even if they don't like, they can't stop favoring you because that is what we call the supernatural favor. And that kind of favor, Sisibongile and Pastor Mavis and the listeners of Radio Pulpit, that is that very dangerous kind of favor. Definitely favor. It is a spiritual force. And that spiritual force, when it's when that force defends you, when other people are getting a no, you are getting a yes. In the in Jesus' mighty name, that favor of God, it comes like a wind. I've experienced it in my life. It comes like a force. It comes to confront problems. It comes to confront limitations. It comes to confront. It comes to confront, you know, those pillars that were standing, refusing to move. That is that kind of favor that we are talking about. Wow, I am so mightily blessed. Thank you so much, woman of God, for this powerful word. May God bless you and the listeners in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Oh, favor. Ah, Bazalwane, I have to say goodbye to Mama, you know. Hi, Masantaha.
Family Radio Pulpit. Yo, kile hwanta te modimo haholo ka this family ya Radio Pulpit, because it's the family that help us ho regularly in tune. Regularly na le that thing ya hore we are being loved. You know, today when I heard about the craze of God upon our life, moya wa ka wa jumpa within me, because moya wa motho ke ona o gonang ho relate le the craze ya modimo di maphelo a rona bana ba modimo. The craze that God has given us, it's also bringing us before the kings. It's bringing us even in the foreign land where we can be able to be chosen. Hore bana ba deserve a favor, because favor, it goes with us wherever we go. As the grace of God that we are carrying within us, you know, we need to realize and understand, hore, we are not just the citizen, but we are the ambassador of the kingdom of the Most High. I so wish, hore, moyongwaga, the way we are langating, like everyone, I understand, hore, the grace that God has given unto us is the grace, it's really grace. Mapelong arona. If it wasn't because of the crazy, nkebe re se sereleng sona, because re deserve, re thotse favor e ne re sa e deserve ka lebaka la mohau. The blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth e ileng ya tshologa mo Golgotha ke madi a ileng a reetsa gore re be the qualifiers ya le di beneficiaries tsa the grace. O Modimo, ke a leboga tle Modimo, re a leboga ka madi a morena Jesu a re ntseng gore re be majalefa am Musa le hodimo a deserve hore crazy dule le maphelo a ebe the bread of the day for us. Hallelujah.
Ah, she says the joy in me, I cannot contain it. I got this joy. I wish to tell everybody about God's grace. And yes, this grace takes you before the king. It places you right in front of King. So thank you so much, Masantaha. Simpson Aduko saying, good morning, woman of God. Good morning to you. Kimberly again. I think this is the same Kimberly. Uvilani lo. Oh, yeah. Auntie, thank you, Pastor Mavis, for the powerful word. Indeed, the favor of God does give us what we do not deserve. Glory to God. And then she continues there to say, come on, favor can attract something that is far away from you and bring it closer. Glory to God. We thank God for his grace upon our lives. Ma, we don't have time. We don't have time anymore. Time is gone. All right, I understand that this Saturday we will be at church. Tell us about the conference. Radio Pulpit will be there. Quickly. Kijima, go, kijima.
Yes. Let me just close with this way. that if we understand favor, we will see ourselves as God sees us. That is my last word. We will see ourselves
as God sees us.
Sees us.
City.
The great Saturday is next to the corner where we'll be hosting spiritual conference at our auditorium at Gwamhlanga, and the greatest news is that Radio Pulpit will be among us.
Mm-hmm.
So make yourself a favor. This favor now I'm talking about is not the favor that God will make for you, but this one is for your own good. That please come to our auditorium. If you want to see Sibongile live, come to our auditorium. You will meet her. It will be a great day, Sister Sibongile.
Mm-hmm.
The service starts at 7 o'clock on Saturday until 10 o'clock. But for you, Sister Sibongile.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma. Sorry.
It will be for you, Sister Sibongile. It will be fantastic just because it is our business day. We will be playing with Amachankora. We will be playing with something.
Oh, Zaka.
Oh, and Mkulu is having a wonderful message.
Okay.
Yes.
All
so
right.
Everybody is welcome to our service. If you are not next to Gwandebele, if you are familiar with Gwandebele, if you are from Pretoria, you just drive with Lotto Road,
mm-hmm.
and you don't pass the Polar Mall.
Okay.
If you are from Marble Hall, you are from Sabuso, from Witbank, you are driving with Lotto Road, and you are going to Pretoria,
mm-hmm.
please don't pass Polar Mall.
Okay.
We are behind Polar Mall.
All righty then. Thank you so much, Coco. We love you. We'll see you on Saturday. Please pass our greetings and love. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, my dear. Thank you, Femin. Thank you so much.
And yes, we will be right there on Saturday at CFHC. So we will be fellowshipping there's Radio Pulpit. We are also excited to going there and meeting the family right there. I'm signing out. Next up is Vaynard Rousseau with the 11 o'clock news bulletin. And afterwards, it's Germany Yanni Balsam as Med Perspective. And so, yeah. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. I'm going to love you and leave you with the sounds of Hezekiah Walker, but we're going via here before those ones.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.